at Lusaka, or call 0211-250-589, or email complaints@iba.org.zm, or visit our website www.iba.org.zm.
The Independent Broadcasting Authority, promoting a pluralistic broadcasting industry in Zambia through fair, transparent, and effective regulation.
Always online. My meeting of all. Always giving. Oh, Mungulu.
Ah, Miss Oche.
Not a Jaira.
Mwana Mash. You think you know me?
Hey.
You're Queen. But the real Millie? You are about to meet her. I was trying to build a life I could be proud of. But somewhere along the way, the things that built me also broke me. Piece by piece, I am rebuilding myself. Join me on my journey and get to know the woman behind the filters and social media.
Reconnect and stay connected to DSTV and GoTV for the brand new reality show, Millie Revealed, which premieres on Sunday, 4th January at 20 hours. Only on Zambezi Magic, DSTV Channel 162 and GoTV Super Channel 3.
Good evening. It's 18 hours. This is Millennium Radio with the main news.
Millennium FM News, keeping you informed in both local, sports, and international news.
Good evening and welcome to the 18 hours news bulletin on Millennium Radio. The headlines. Pharmaceutical Society urges government to prioritize locally produced IV fluid. Expert urges government to evaluate impact of donor-funded agriculture program. U.S. bombers arrive at RAF base in Gluken Station.
Millennium FM, the voice of development.
With the details, my name is Mugwima Timothy Jilalam. The Pharmaceutical Society of Zambia has urged the government to stop the importation of intravenous fluids in order to support locally produced medical supplies. Intravenous IV fluids are specialized sterile solutions that are injected directly into a vein to restore hydration, balance, electrolytes, or deliver medication to patients. Society President Kingan Mwape says Zambia has continued to import IV fluids despite the product being manufactured locally. Mr. Mwape notes that the continued importation of such medical supplies disadvantages local pharmaceutical companies that are producing the same products. He has since called on the government to prioritize locally manufactured medical supplies and restrict the importation of products that are already being produced within the country.
That are produced locally are bought locally. Unlike unlike importing things like IV fluids, when we know that IV fluids are produced in large quantities just here in Zambia, why should we be able to import IV fluids from Tanzania or whichever country when you have got sufficient stocks that are available in the country? So for us, yes, we do agree that we need to strengthen this area. And the only way we can strengthen this area is by making sure that we support the local manufacturers so that they can be able to expand their scope of product that they are producing. These will be my comments.
A historian and political analyst has cautioned political parties against relying heavily on opinion polls ahead of this year's general election. Dr. Houston Chibuda has urged politicians not to base their popularity on opinion polls currently being conducted in the country. In recent weeks, Zambia has seen a number of opinion polls released, with some suggesting that the opposition could perform strongly in the August general election, while others indicate that President Hakainde Hichilema may secure victory. But Dr. Chibuda says it would be naive for political parties to rely on such polls instead of focusing on actual campaign work on the ground.
Some agenda that may surprise the UPND. So the opinion poll may come, but it wouldn't be wise to sleep on it. It wouldn't be wise for the UPND to sleep on it and say, after all, the opinion poll has said this. After all, the Telegraph, the Daily Telegraph in London also praised our president. So let's sit back and do nothing about it. We have already won. I don't think the UPND are thinking like that. They are also working very hard to consolidate their gains and ensure that they go with these gains into the elections. So both sides, I think, are doing their best to.
An agriculture expert, Frank Kayola, has urged the government to evaluate the impact of donor-funded programs in the agriculture sector. Dr. Kayola says there is a need to ensure that such initiatives are delivering meaningful benefits to farmers across Zambia. He notes that conducting proper evaluation will help promote accountability in the implementation of these programs. Dr. Kayola adds that the assessment will also help strengthen and enhance growth in the agriculture sector going forward.
The support that they are giving to this country, and particularly to the agricultural sector, the only thing we need to do is to evaluate, is this support going to bring out the development that we have been looking for in the agricultural sector? Is it going to contribute to the growth of the agricultural sector? In what areas do we need such support? And is the support going towards those areas? For me at the moment, we have known how we have very bad markets, and anything to support market restructuring and structuring of market is very good. Yeah, anything that will go a long way to support, for example, the storage facilities is very good, and that should be done at community level, not just at national level.
The Private Sector Association of Zambia says the government has not done enough to enhance skills transfer in key sectors such as manufacturing despite earlier commitments. Association Chairperson Yusuf Doja says the situation has negatively affected production levels in the manufacturing sector. Mr. Doja has urged the government to address the challenges, warning that failure to improve skills development could undermine the country's industrialization agenda. He adds that strengthening skills training institutions will be critical in ensuring that industries in Zambia benefit from a skilled and competitive workforce.
So we need those skills, because we can build industries, but if you don't have skilled workers, then those industries will suffer. Quality will be low, productivity will be low, and the industries will not survive. So I think that's a very important side for us to focus on. The second one is upsizing the industrial capacity. You have a small business which is producing some product in the backyard. That business wants to grow into a large commercial entity. In order to do so, it needs access to finance. And our banks do not have the liquidity to finance the economic development of the entire nation.
And now, business news. Business news.
An economist has called for increased investment in incentives in Zambia's mining sector to enable the country to earn more revenue. Noel Kawita says Zambia stands to benefit more from the mining sector if there is increased investment and improved incentives for investors. Mr. Kawita notes that the mining industry remains one of the country's key economic pillars and has the potential to significantly boost national revenue. He says the government should continue implementing policies that attract investment, especially at a time when copper prices are showing signs of increase on the international market. Mr. Kawita adds that maintaining investor confidence is crucial if Zambia is to maximize its earnings from mineral resources.
You know, that's the best to beat inflation. That's the best to survive in this type of economy we live in. Create more of you, replicate yourself in other ways. So even in mining, what we need is to go the replication way. Incentivize them, have them coming into the country, let them take up these mines, and at the end of the day, we benefit at corporate level, we benefit at, you know, our mineral royalties. We benefit even at dividends, meaning shareholding levels. And then these other incentives, like, you know, I mean, these other benefits through NAFSA, through workers' compensation, and such, you know. So the government will earn more by giving more incentives to them, attracting them, but of course they should be serious investors, not just someone who comes in walking on the carpet like, no, amazing.
We take a break.
Times with Millennium.